Nabiya Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says it, by one in whose hands lies my life, when the dead body is placed in the grave and people go back, he hears the sound of shoes. Person can hear when people are leaving the graveyard and can hear the sound of the shoes. Hence, if that person is a believer, his salah, his prayer, come to his head. This is a very beautiful point. I wish you could, inshallah, pay much attention. His salah comes to his head. His saum come to his right. His zakah to his left side. While the nawafil, the voluntary prayers, come behind his legs. If the torment advances from the head side, the torment, the punishment has to start from the head side, his salah blocks the way. His salah will be a means of protection for him. It will block that punishment. And when it advances from the right side, then his psalm, his fast, stops it. When it comes from the left side, then the zakah comes in the way and blocks the punishment. And when it wants to intrude from the leg side, then the nawafil prayers, the voluntary prayers, stand in the way. As in, the person is not going to be punished whatsoever. There's not going to be any torment of in the grave for that person who observed their salah, that person who observed their fast, that person who gave their zakah, and that person who took his time in this dunya to perform the nawafil. You'll find that all of these things will be a means of your protection in the grave. Yes, in the dunya, we hire lawyers to protect us in whatever case that we might be involved in. Then the job of the lawyers is to try and protect us. This is also in the grave. You will find that you do not need any lawyer whatsoever. Your actions in the dunya, our actions in this dunya are the ones that are going to help us. They are the ones that are going to block the punishment from coming from whatever side the punishment may come from. So we find that this is something of utmost importance. It brings us, it highlights again the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Look at Allah's mercy. He doesn't want us to be punished. He doesn't want any believer to be thrown in the hellfire. What does he do? He orders us to make salah. He makes salah obligatory upon us. Yes, sometimes we think that it is something very, very difficult. But then the very same salah will be a means for your protection in the grave, subhanAllah. And also, Allah orders us to fast in the month of Ramadan. And what do? We think that it is something which is very, very difficult. Why Allah Azza wa Jal is making us so face so much of difficulty?